The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami on June 1st, 1997 at ISKCON Bangalore in India. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 5, Verse 10.
Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. Is there some program for people that don't know English, they get translation? Who's translating into Kannada? Which man is translating into Kannada? Can you raise your hand? Who's translating? Who's going to translate? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Raise your hand, please. By His Divine Grace to the A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Crows and swans are not birds of the same feather because of their different mental attitudes. The fruit of workers or passionate men are compared to the crows, whereas the all-perfect saintly persons are compared to the swans. The crows take pleasure in a place where garbage is thrown out, just as the passionate fruitive workers take pleasure in wine and women and places for gross sense pleasure. The swans do not take pleasure in the places where crows are assembled for conferences and meetings. They are instead seen in the atmosphere of natural scenic beauty, where there are transparent reservoirs of water nicely decorated with stems of lotus flowers and variegated colors of natural beauty. That is the difference between the two classes of birds. Nature has influenced different species of life with different mentalities. It is not possible to bring them up into the same rank and file. Similarly, there are different kinds of literature for different types of men of different mentality. Mostly the market literatures which attract men of the crow categories are literatures containing refused remnants of sensuous topics. They are generally known as mundane talks in relation with the gross body and subtle mind. They are full of subject matter described in decorative language, full of mundane similes and metaphorical arrangements. Yet with all that, they do not glorify the Lord. Such poetry and prose on any subject matter is considered decoration of a dead body. Similarly, advanced men who are compared with the swans do not take pleasure in such dead literatures, which are sources of pleasure for men who are spiritually dead. These literatures and emotes of passion and ignorance are distributed under different labels, but they can hardly help the spiritual urge of the human being. And thus the swan-like spiritually advanced men have nothing to do with them. Such spiritually advanced men are called also manasa, because they always keep up the standard of transcendental voluntary service to the Lord on the spiritual plane. This completely forbids fruitive activities for gross bodily sense gratification or subtle speculation of the material egoistic mind. social, literary men, scientists, mundane poets, theoretical philosophers, and politicians who are completely absorbed in the material advancement of a sense pleasure are all dolls of the material energy. They take pleasure in a place where rejected subject matters are thrown out. According to Swami Sridhara, this is the pleasure of the prostitute hunters. But literatures which describe the glories of the Lord are enjoyed by the Paramahamsas, who have grasped the essence of human activities. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport to the first canto, 5th chapter, 10th verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the matter of Narada's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is a very strong verse, a very heavy instruction by Narada Muni to Vyasadeva. Actually, Vyasadeva is wanting to know why he's not feeling satisfied after writing so many shastra. And this is the reply that Narada gave to him. The words which do not describe the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Actually, Narada Muni is telling Vyasadeva that even the shastras which he has written, which are not describing the glories of the Lord, are not up to the mark. Of course, generally all of the Vyasadeva Shastra glorifies the Lord. You'll find, just like nowadays, there's some TV, I heard Siva Puran, and many, I was giving lecture in Sri Lanka, and everywhere I was going, I was preaching from Srimad Bhagavatam, and in one place, a person stood up and said, "You're always speaking from Bhagavad Puran, why not from Siva Puran? Why not from Skanda Puran?" So then I did a research of Siva Puran and Skanda Puran, and there are hundreds and hundreds of verses in these Puranas glorifying Hari or Krishna or Vishnu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though there may be many verses also glorifying Lord Siva, but Siva himself in Siva Purana, he reveals that the name Krishna is Param Brahma. He revealed that only Vishnu is Mukunda and can give liberation. Actually, because Siva is incarnation of Vishnu for creation, for being the Sambhu principle in this universe, therefore he is the highest tattva or highest truth in the universe, in the material world. But Vishnu is beyond the material world. So if you just see the material world, you can say Siva is supreme. Which is true. But if you see everything, even beyond the material world, then you see that Vishnu is the origin of Siva. So that Siva himself explains very clearly. In Skanda Purana, Lord Murugan He also says that one should chant the name of Hari, that by chanting the two syllables Hari, Lord Vishnu takes away all the bad qualities. He does haran, he does stealing. What does he steal? Your bad qualities. We are worried about thieves stealing our wealth. But if there were thieves that came and stole your garbage and took it out, then you might not mind. All right, you steal the garbage. This is very good. I don't have to take it out. So Hari is so merciful for his devotees that when you chant the name of Hari, you can all practice. Hari!
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 Louder. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari.
So then he steals away the dirt from your heart. Right? How many are you happy if the Lord takes away all the dirty things from your heart? You see, okay, nobody will mind. He alone can do that. So, Iskanda Puran also, it mentions that all the devas should be worshipped as part and parcel of Vishnu. And if anyone thinks that there's another independent Lord from Vishnu, then he is like someone who leaves his own mother to be under the care of a witch. This is literally what Skanda Purana says. Even Bhagavad doesn't say something so strong. Even Gita doesn't say. Krishna says that those who worship other gods, they are not so intelligent. Because they don't see that I am the one supporting all the gods. Only that, says Swalpam. Swalpam Edasa. Only, okay, they're less intelligent. Very light word. But Skanda Purana is saying, no, they're leaving their own mother and living with a witch. So I can't use such, even they say you can preach from Skanda Purana, Siva Purana used such strong language, Skanda Purana used such strong, that I cannot also use that. I don't dare to say such a thing traveling in Sri Lanka. You see. So, people are not knowing, really, that actually in all the Vedas written by Vyas, he has glorified the Lord. Therefore, we respect all the Vedas. But he gives different focus and different Puranas in different Vedas. So, Narada is explaining that what we need is a sastra which has got only the focus of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Without any compromise. Why mix it up? One sastra, that will satisfy you. Because Narada is the guru of Vyas. This is the duty of the guru, is to dispel the doubts of the disciple. Isn't it? So, Vyasadeva, of course, he became very inspired and he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is known as the Mahapuranam. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is known as the literary incarnation of the Lord. If we study the Srimad Bhagavatam, we become purified. We become fixed in a great devotion. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, we find that there are 18 Puranas. We find there's the Upanishads, there's the Vedas. We find that the Puranas are known as Pancham Veda. They're the fifth Veda. So all Vedas we respect. How much is sastra, how much a book is glorifying the Lord, that is the significance of how important, how purifying it is. Now, normal what we call normal. That means mundane literatures. They don't glorify God at all. Mundane movies, mundane topics, even usually newspaper, although in South we have some newspaper, they give one column about spiritual matter. 24 pages or 12 pages is all a mundane topic, and one column is spiritual. Not fully spiritual, but some moral, religious topic. So, primarily what we are finding is people are very interested in the mundane topics of the temporary body. But what's happening is that with all those topics, with all the discussion, nobody becomes satisfied. What really makes the heart satisfied is to hear about Krishna. We are part of Krishna. Krishna is our life and soul. We may or may not know that, but it's the fact. And when we hear about Krishna, then we become very happy. When we are purified. But what happens is that some people, they hear about Krishna, they don't feel happy. They think that, what is this? I want to hear about girls, I want to hear about sports, I want to hear about this, I want to hear about that, politics. Why all this Krishna? So, Prabhupada explains, this is because we are in a diseased condition. Like someone who has jaundice. His liver is sick. So someone who has jaundice, if they take sugar, the sugar tastes bitter. Now sugar is normally bitter. Sugar is sweet. But someone with jaundice, because they are sick, they are diseased, for them sugar tastes bitter. But they're supposed to take sugar candy, and gradually their liver gets cured, and the sugar starts to taste sweet. So like that, if people are gradually exposed, even people who think Bhagavat is bitter, they think that novels are nectar. They're like this, it's the crows. The crow, when they see the beautiful lake with the lotus flower and the trees and the cascading waterfalls and the bumblebees and all of the flowers, they may think, horrible place. I want to go to the Bangalore garbage pit where the people throw out all the chicken bones and all the stool and the dead bodies and all the rotten things. That's a really good place. I can eat all kinds of garbage. I can enjoy life. And there will be so many other crows will be together and we'll be all singing songs. Gah, 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 gah. This is a really great place. What is this horrible place? No garbage. So this what the crow mentality. They see this beautiful place and they think horrible. They're looking for the garbage, right? Where the swans, you never see swan fighting in the garbage pile, right? You see them, you know, maybe Uti or someplace, I don't know. You see them in some Manasarovar in the Himalayas, some beautiful place with a nice cool water and breeze. Kailash has so many such birds. That type of place you see, this natural swans. So, even in Mayapur, so far, we are very fortunate, but we have to pray that we can maintain like that. Somehow, by Krishna's mercy, crows have not come yet. One or two ravens, black one come, but now so far not the crows. Although we have dogs, but no crows. We're like in Calcutta, there's so many crows. And even in Navadvip, there are some crows. So these crows, they like very dirty places. You have to get enough garbage together before they like it. So, human beings, they have got such mentality. They may be very much attracted to these things. Now, you cannot think that I'm going to change a crow to a swan. We can't think of that. That animals are, they're stuck. But human being, by nature, we have got the pure spirit. And we can become purified. We can become completely sanctified. And we can achieve pure God consciousness. But the problem is we are covered by this contamination of tamas or rajas. And we think this is great. So that's why it's a human being who gets a crow mentality or a swan mentality. What type of mentality we want? You see, someone who has a crow mentality, they don't think there's any other mentality. Now sometime, just by association with a devotee of the Lord, someone's mentality changes. Dasu Ratnakar, he got little association with Narad Muni, and by some instruction, his mentality changed. And he became Valmiki. Lord Chaitanya instructed, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Loba Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. That even a moment's association with a pure devotee can give one all perfections of life. So we should seek out association of pure devotee. You see, like this, someone may have association with many pure devotees. In ISKCON, there are so many pure devotees, so many spiritual masters, so many gurus. And one gets inspired by many pure devotees preaching. This is very good. In the time of Lord Chaitanya, we became inspired by many devotees. There may be one spiritual master who gives many appropriate instructions for our upliftment directly and through his representatives. And in this way one feels especially that one spiritual master is guiding in a more complete manner or direct manner. So then that spiritual master is usually accepted as the Diksha Guru. Because one has a Diksha Guru, or because one is getting help in that way by one spiritual master, that doesn't mean that one won't be also attracted by other pure devotees, or won't get inspiration and instruction from other devotees of the Lord. That's very natural. If someone has receiving a lot of instruction or has developed a lot of faith, they may also accept someone as Siksha Guru, instructing spiritual master. So like this scripture has in taught, a Diksha Guru is one, but one can have even more than one Siksha Guru. Also in ISKCON, the Diksha Guru is also the Siksha Guru. He's also giving us instruction. So in this way we take the shelter of bona fide spiritual master, we learn from the spiritual master how to serve Krishna. Actually, Krishna is everyone's guru. Krishna is in our heart as a Chaitya guru. He's guiding us. But we are not able to hear Krishna properly. If we are attached to so much mundane things, like this pilgrimage of the crows, how will we be able to get the message from Krishna? Our receiver will be very contaminated. And we won't be able to discern what is our mind saying and what is Krishna telling us in the heart. Therefore, it's essential for us to have a spiritual master. And to serve Krishna through the spiritual master. But Krishna is the original guru. The super soul is considered our Chaitya guru, our guru within. And the initiating and instructing spiritual master is known as the external manifestation of Krishna, and they are instructing us from without. So by the help of these gurus, we are getting back to Krishna. So we need to get this spiritual guidance, spiritual instruction. And for that, Vyasadeva has written this shastra, like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, that everyone can get the light. We can know what is the real purpose of life, who we are, who is Krishna, what we were before we were born, what we'll be when we leave our bodies. We can know how to lead a holy life so that we can be happy in this life. At the same time, we get free from the contamination of material existence. All these things are given to us through the Srimad Bhagavatam. But unfortunately, the modern materialistic society directs us in another direction. It's directing us to the pilgrimage of the crows. This is very interesting because we think pilgrimage. Now, when we think pilgrimage, yesterday, Lokanath Maharaj said that Bangalore should become not only Garden City, not only, Garden City, Electronic City, but it should be now become Pilgrimage City. Harivo! Harivo! With this temple as the pilgrimage place. So we think of pilgrimage, we think going to holy place. I go to pilgrimage to Rameswaram, to Allahabad, Kumbh Mela, Prayag, to Mayapur pilgrimage, to Vrindavan pilgrimage, to Badrinath pilgrimage, to Guruvayur or Tirupati pilgrimage. Right? We think pilgrimage going to holy place. But here it's saying pilgrimage of the crows. Now, that means that for a crow, this garbage is holy. They are attached to that. They cherish it. They are proud of it. So that means how difficult to preach to a crow. How difficult to preach to someone who has got this type of Vyasatirtham or crow pilgrimage mentality. They're not going to be receptive. They're going to be adamant. These are very great things. Nightclubs, disco dancing, you know, meet the hotels, restaurant, everything. This is great stuff. All the literary, all type of material things and mode of passion, art, poetry. They're really into these things. So if you just tell them, it's all Maya, they'll say, what are you talking about? You people are fanatics. They won't be receptive. So one has to preach to such people. You have to be very clever. It says that the preacher, the acharya, he conceives of ways to bring people to Krishna by various means. Of course, there are many pious people who are coming here to the temple, and we need to know who those pious people are, and we need to cultivate them and we need to bring them closer to us. We need to help get them to also help us to spread the holy consciousness around Bangalore. We need allies. We need friends in this battle. If we want to make Bangalore, we have Asirvad from Lokanath Maharaj. He's also one of our Siksha Gurus. He told us you have to make Bangalore a pilgrimage city. Not pilgrimage of the crows. He meant spiritual pilgrimage. Spiritual pilgrimage. But this is what's happening is today, their daughter, their son to Delhi for higher education, for going to university. So I said, why are you not sending to Bangalore? We have such nice center. He said, no. Bangalore has got more drugs in the university, more free mixing of the men and women in the university, where at least Delhi a little more conservative. I don't know if Delhi more conservative or Bangalore. I have no idea to tell. But I was shocked to hear, because for me Bangalore is very dear. That if this is true, then this is very bad, very dangerous. In spite of our Krishna test to all the schools, by the time they get to college, they may be coming very westernized. Then just as I was flying from the northeast now, and there was a group of students from Meghalaya and Mizoram, boys and girls, of course they're not Hindus, I don't think, but they're running together and laughing and playing with each other. They're all 20 years old, holding each other's hands and everything. And I asked them, where are you going? They said, we're going to Bangalore to university. And I said, oh. So, we don't want Bangalore to become pilgrimage of the crows. We want it to be spiritual pilgrimage. Pilgrimage of the Hamsas, the Paramhamsas, the swans. And I think there's a lot of very pious people in Bangalore. I think that the percentage of modern people is not so much that we cannot deal with it. And even that we want to show, just like this temple, we're showing modern and traditional mix. We want to show we can be modern, we can be electronic, we can be everything that is needed for the 21st century. But we can also be moral, we can be religious, we can be spiritual, we can be fully happy and cultural. All these things can be done. Culture is essential for human development. But here, Vyasadeva is being taught by Narad that the culture needs to be spiritualized. Otherwise, it doesn't really fulfill the need, the inner need of the human being to achieve spiritual deliverance. This is the point. So, very much essential that we spiritualize everything. We not be able to bring everything back to some traditional 19th century or Vedic yuga. But just like this temple is having the modern glass and the Gopuram, we have to see what we have today, spiritualize the modern situation. Maintain the traditional cultural link which is essential. Have chanting of Hare Krishna. Have reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. Have the satsangas and the vrindas. Have the various associations. Have the temple worship. Let people's life be spiritualized. Simply get rid of dirty things. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prayed in his Namhata prayer. He said, Koro Krishna Sansar Charo Anachar. You make a Krishna conscious family. You give up the forbidden activities. Anachar. The acharas which we should not be performing. The activities which are prohibited. You see, we're not telling people, give up family life. We're telling people, you do Krishna conscious family life, but you make it Krishna conscious. You give up sinful activities. Even our brahmacharis, they have to be very expert how to preach to the householders, so that they do yukta vairagya. They do appropriate renunciation. Because Lord Chaitanya never wanted people to artificially renounce things. He wanted them to utilize everything in the service of Krishna and in this way become purified. What we should give up, that we can, which we cannot use in Krishna's service. Like we cannot give up, we cannot use cigarettes in Krishna's service. We cannot use alcohol in his service. So these things we give up. We cannot use meat eating in his service, so we give up such things. We cannot use womanizing in his service, so we give up this free mixing of men and women. And we say that, no, be a householder. If you want to mix men and women, then be a householder, be married, be Krishna conscious, make Krishna conscious children, have a Krishna conscious family, and from that family try to spread also the holy word around. It's not enough just to practice Krishna consciousness, everyone must also preach it. If we help others to be Krishna conscious, then we get so many blessings. So this is the point here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was approached by some householder. What should we do? What is your advice for householder? So then he told them, Asat Sanga Tyaga E Vaishnava Char. You should give up asat sang. You should give up the materialistic association, the degrading association. What is this asat sang? What is this degrading association? Krishna bhakta atsang sanga tyaga evaishnavasar aka sadhu Stri Sanghi Krishna Bhaktar. Aka Sadhu Stri Sanghi Krishna Bhaktar. One Asat Sanghi, one bad association. Should give up your bad association. One is the Stri Sanghi, one who is simply after womanizing. Stri Sanghi doesn't mean someone who's married with a Krishna-conscious wife. That is he's a religious person, a very respectable person. Stri Sanghi is people who simply they're talking about women as objects of enjoyment. They don't see the women as a devi. They see them as a type of prostitute or something. And they're only talking about women as objects of sense enjoyment, not about their better qualities, not about thinking about protecting. And what these mundane A and X movies do is pollute the mind to see women in a wrong way, which is promoting wife battering, promoting rape and so many other social problems. All these things should be banned. But in the name of freedom of Kali Yuga, I don't know, freedom of degradation. Because there's no moral consciousness. If all the society, the majority are very strong about this thing, what should be allowed? We can stop so many things. Just like today, public smoking is stopped in many government offices and airplanes. Because people, why should I have to breathe someone else's smoke and get cancer? Like that, why should my daughter be endangered by some crazy person who wants to rape women because he's getting agitated by watching sex movies and seeing then all women as object of his lust? Why should such things be allowed in society? But because there's no moral consciousness, nobody is protesting, so these things are going on. But somehow, as God consciousness goes increasing, the morality also increases, and all these things can get reduced. So people who are in that mentality, they talk about women in such a degrading way, not in a respectful way, those are called Stri Sanghi. Their association is not recommended. The other one is Krishna Bhakta. Those who are non-devotee, who criticize Krishna, who say they're against the Krishna consciousness, they're against Krishna Bhakti, who are the non-devotee? These two type of people are considered bad association. Now, but when we are working, we have to associate with all these people. So we have to somehow limit our association. There's formal association with people and there's very intimate where you open your mind and talk. So we open our mind with like-minded devotees. And with the bad association, we try to stay away from intimate discussion. We might be considered antisocial. You'll be friendly, but you don't get into such discussion which will degrade your consciousness. This way, people have to learn to live. So this was Lord Chaitanya's advice to the householder. Because the brahmachari, they're not associating with all these people anyway. Householder have to work in the market, work in the business area, work in the factory, work in the school, the students, they have to associate with all these people. Students, association, there are a lot of asatsang. How to avoid it? They're very critical. But that was Lord Chaitanya's advice. You avoid asatsang. That's how you should behave if you want to advance. And what you should do, kirtaniya sadahari, always chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. And Devas Sastra, we should know we must respect all the Devas. Devas are very great devotees, their incarnation, some of them, Siva and Brahma, are guna avataras of Lord Vishnu. Expansions of the Lord or guna avatar of the Lord, and they are great Vaishnava, Jatasambhu, so we should never disrespect them. We should always respect them and worship them. We worship them as our gurus. We respect them as our guru and take their blessing for our spiritual advancement. And we are coming in Brahma Sampradaya, so Brahma Dev is directly our guru. And Siva has always been very merciful to the Vaishnavas and he always blesses us with Krishna Bhakti. So we pray to Siva for his blessing to get Krishna Bhakti. Even the gopis pray to Katyayani to get Krishna as a husband. So we can pray to Devas, but the devotee only pray for Krishna Bhakti, for overcoming different obstacles in path of Krishna Seva. Some places you can pray to Ganesh to overcome obstacle in worshipping the Lord. Although generally we worship Guru, we worship Visakshena for that purpose, because within Guru all the Devas are there, Sarva Deva Mahi Guru. But in case someone sees what to pray to the Deva, you can pray this type of thing and there's no obstacle in your Krishna consciousness. They're also senior to us. And we are working on the same team. They want us to spread God consciousness. They want us to give the dharma to everyone. They are very happy because then people will do yajna. And if the people do yajna, the devas, they benefit. So that we are working directly for Krishna. We are not working under the devas as such. But devas are also pleased with us if we spread this God consciousness all around. So any question? If a person eats non-veg but does not get great non-selfish service to the society and is greatly devoted to Lord, what do you have to say about them? Many have only sattvic food but are only hypocritic toward their bhakti to Lord. What is this? Please explain. You see, here, someone eats non-veg. Non-veg is sinful. You're killing animals, causing them suffering, and you're eating their flesh. Someone is doing selfish service to society. They're helping other people. They may be doing some, of course, selfish service to society. We have to see what does the Veda say, whether that service is, punya or pop. Like someone may do selfless service and make a new arbiter, means a new slaughterhouse for society. He thinks that I'm doing selfless service. But according to Vedas, he's also doing papa. He's doing sinful activity. Someone may be doing selfless service of distributing free tea or whiskey to all the people. I mean, I'm not considering those type of selfless service. I'm thinking, okay, say he's doing feeding the poor, he's doing hospital, he's doing such service where people are getting some material benefit in a sattvic sense. So that's called punya. So according to Vedas, we get two accounts in our material world. We get the punya account and pap account. And we are putting the deposit in both. Because someone does punya, it does not cross out the pap. Some people think that, okay, I'll do many pious activity and I'll do a little sin and the pious will cross out the sin. It doesn't work that way. Both you get. That's why even you find someone very rich, big car, big house, lot of money, but the wife got breast cancer. But the son ran off with someone and married out of caste and the whole family is suffering. So many things happen. Income tax is waiting. Said, I'm feeding the poor, I'm giving so much to charity. Why I'm not? Because both the account is there, punya and pap. You're doing pap, you have to suffer. You're doing punya, you have to enjoy. So in material activities, there are no, you're not free. You have to take all the reaction. Now usually the punya you get first, pap you get later, but there's some mixing going on. Now the other thing is said here, but he is greatly devoted to Lord. Now that devotion to Lord, Lord is beyond the material world. He is saying, Mangcha Joga Vicharina Bhakti Jogena Sevate Sagunan Samatitai Tang Brahma Bhuvaya Kalpate. That those who do my bhakti yoga, their activity is beyond the three gunas. So if someone does bhakti, that can clear out pap. But it's dangerous to tell this to people, because if you tell to people who are not very devoted, they may think, so no, very good, I'll come and pray in the temple, then I do more pap. And then Krishna, he takes that as offense. You're trying to cheat me. So then he doesn't save them. So that's why we don't tell people about this glory of the Lord, that if you do this worship to the Lord, it takes away your sin very much. Of course we have to tell, but we try to tell them, not that they think that now I can do more sin. That they shouldn't do. But what people should do is come and pray, and they should chant the names of Krishna. They should try to avoid sin. They may do some sin, but they should try to reduce it, try to avoid it. They should not think that by doing my Krishna conscious activity, I can do more sin. I said, whatever sin I am doing, I have to suffer. But let me chant, let me worship. One day I can get free from this. Then it's okay. So if they're devoted to the Lord, then they should try to do what Lord wants. What does it mean? I'm devoted to the Lord. Lord is saying, don't do these things. I'm devoted to you, Lord. What does that devotion mean? Lord, I want to please you. If I'm your servant, I want to do what you want me to do. Like if you have a servant in the house, you tell servant, clean the floor. He said, no, I won't clean the floor. I want to clean the wall. He said, but I want you to clean the floor first. You can clean the wall later. No, I want to clean the wall. I want clean floor. How will that servant keep the job? If you have a servant, you say, I want you to cook me breakfast. He said, no, I want to cook you lunch. I want you to cook me vegetarian. No, I want to cook you non-veg. Then you won't keep such a servant. You know, the servant, who is this servant? So if we are really devoted to the Lord, we should try to do what Lord wants us to do. And Lord is telling us, don't do these things. Don't take intoxication. Don't eat non-veg. Don't do gambling. And don't do illicit sex. Don't go to prostitutes. Don't leave your good wife or husband and do extramarital sex. This is what Lord is saying. Now, if we are devoted to Lord, we should do what Lord wants. Otherwise, we are devoted to Lord. We come and pray, then we go. That's called hati snan. Like hati, elephant is bathing and coming out and throwing the dirt. You see. So we shouldn't worry what other people are doing. Someone said, look at, he's vegetarian, but he's cheating. So therefore I can be non-veg and I won't cheat. Much, little bit only. We should avoid everything bad. Don't settle for less. Don't judge. It's just like if you want to judge gold, you want to judge it with pure gold. You don't judge it with some mixed gold. That my gold is better than that gold. What is that? That's 10 carat, I'm 12 carat. You judge gold by 24 carat. This is not competition that I'm little better than that person, so it's okay. So that person going to hell number 5, you're going hell number 4. What's the difference? You get better hell. We want you to go back to Krishna. So therefore, what is the standard Paramhamsa? We see what is Guru doing? What is the pure devotees doing? We try to lead our life to follow the Mahajanas. Mahajana Janagata Supuntha. We follow footsteps of the great souls of Mahajana, Prahlad, Narad, Siva, Brahma, all the great Janakrads, Swayambhuva Manu, who are the Mahajana, who are the great souls, we follow their footsteps. Not that we are following some ordinary person or we think, okay, that person is not so great, so I'm not so bad. This is all mental kankar, you know. He's not so great, I'm not so bad. So I can live with my sin. Yamaraj doesn't think all these things. What your neighbor was doing. What you did, he has all the account here. Okay, you did this, this is your karma. Now you enjoy, now you suffer. You see, if ever the animatronic works, you can see the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, you see. You can decide who you want to be the customer for. Please get Bhagavad Gita as it is, directed into a movie in all languages. Well, very good. We support. Actually, our Bhakti Chudu Maharaj is inspired to make Krishna conscious movies now. But it's very expensive. He needs so many crores of rupees. What kind of superhuman activities will the Lord perform if He incarnate now? It's quite a hypothetical. Right now, Lord has come as the holy name, and the superhuman activity He's doing is to get everyone to sing and dance and become blissful. So let's take the name, avatar of the Lord, and let everyone chant it. Let's try to get people to become purified. That's what I'm saying, that you do gradually, let people a little bit chant, a little bit association. People are addicted to these things. So gradually by proper good association, satsanga, they start to, we cannot all of a sudden expect people to change. And maybe they meet Narad and they meet some great devotee. Sometime we find someone, they came to met the guru and suddenly they had change of heart. But that doesn't always happen every time. And that is not possible for everyone. So the other way is we give gradual good associates. Gradually we bring them closer to Krishna. In this way, people become spiritualized. And they get a higher taste. And they give up their bad habit. And that's the difference between a human being and a crow. We can't change the crow. But so many people have been drinking, have been eating non-veg. But by good association, they like it. In Mayapur recently, we had Bhagavat Sangha, Bhagavat Sammelan, that all the people who bought sets of Bhagavatam, we have the whole Bhagavatam in Bengali, over 1,000 sets were distributed last year, so we invited all of them, we have their names and addresses to follow up and to cultivate them. We invite everyone to come for 3 days in Mayapur. And in the future here in Bangalore, you can have such seminars. And we had about 600 came. 600 people. So one of the days was Ekadasi. So they made Ekadasi feast, about 15 preparation. That gaja halva, you know, carrot halva, all really nice Ekadasi thing. The puri is made from that singar atta, that water chestnut. You can say like a Rajbhog Ekadasi. Then they had this, they said, if we could eat like this Ekadasi, we don't feel also Ekadasi. We can eat like this any day. But we are thinking Ekadasi mean, you know, this boiled potato and nothing, and how we can live. We have to work, we have to go out. How can we survive with only the boiled potato one day? So we think we cannot do all this Ekadasi, we cannot do all these things. So what is the use? So better just go on with our non-veg. Things like that. So they were liking so much, many decided, now we'll be vegetarian. We can eat like this every day. Simply my wife, why, she has to learn how to cook like this. So we need to have nice cooking classes so that all the ladies can know nice vegetarian cooking. And then this way they can have very nice prasadam in the house, and nobody will mind to eat this type of diet, which is beneficial for spiritual life. So whenever you have some house program for many new people coming, that's a nice opportunity to give a nice feast for everyone. They can see, oh, how nice the vegetarian food is. Prasadam. When it's offered to Krishna, it's prasadam, something very special. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.